Commentator Earl Pomerantz has been thinking about his financial future and the people who provide him with direction about it.
Like many Americans, I have money in the stock market. And being totally clueless in that department, I hired an expert to do my investing. It seems like a sensible thing to do. I should feel reassured. So why don't I? There's no question my investment advisor is smart, and absolutely no question that he's honest. We're not talking about crooks or idiots here. We're talking about a highly skilled professional who extensively researches blue-chip companies, choosing those with the most solid, what he calls, fundamentals. It makes sense, but I still have concerns. Make that fear, since my future's tied up in these investments. If things go well, I'll be sailing comfortably through my golden years. If they don't, it's cat food and begging on the street. Or so I imagine. My major concern is this. Listening to my advisor, or those money mavens on TV, I've discovered that money people have an answer for everything. Whatever happens, they can explain it. And hearing their explanations, you invariably think, you're right, that's exactly why that happened. There are fears concerning the war in Iraq. Prediction? Stock prices will go down. And they often do, so they're right. But sometimes stock prices don't go down. Explanation? The stock market shrugged off fears concerning the war in Iraq. Well, fair enough. But sometimes, under the same circumstances, I've seen the stock market go up. Well, that's explained by other factors. Say, an encouraging employment report, offsetting fears concerning the war in Iraq. In summary, experts can say that when there are fears concerning the war in Iraq, stock prices can go down, not go down, or go up. Uh-huh. In the meantime, what happened to my blue-chip company with the solid fundamentals? If the stock's rise or fall can result from factors that have nothing to do with the company itself, what good is the extensive research? It could turn out I'm paying a guy who's basing his decisions on information that doesn't really matter. And the information that does matter, neither he nor anyone else can possibly predict, though everyone can explain it later. Now, I'm sure that the professional money people will scoff at these observations. They'll say I'm naive, untutored in the subtleties of the game. I should just take a deep breath and leave things to the professionals. And of course they're right. The trouble is, they're always right.
Earl Pomerantz lives in Santa Monica, California.